I need to start saying goodbye. Sorry. I thought I timed this perfectly to end just right exactly at the end of the show. Best laid plans and all that. Bad timing, as usual, for me. Thanks for listening, folks. The pleasure has been all mine. Have a great week. See you next time. Stay out of trouble. Amanda's next. Followed at 9 by Daniel Bloom and Stick Around. Oh, you're tuned, I need to tell you. Haha. To WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Good night.
Here in the field.
Thank you. This is how I record my cat, Winston, for Insight Timer.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Out Here in the Field on WFMU. This is WFMU's show devoted to field recordings and sound effects. My name's Amanda. I am your host for the next three quarters of an hour. How wonderful that we can be together for that long a time. Right now, we are in front of a campfire in the Arizona desert. Thought that everybody on the eastern seaboard tonight would appreciate being dry. And at least a little bit warm. As in and around Jersey City, where I am, it's very raw and wet and gross. This is the beginning of the time of fall that I dislike. I really like early fall a lot, when it's still a little bit warm and all the light is golden. And I believe this weekend ushered in the poor weather that the latter half of fall is known for, which I don't care for very much. Maybe you're like me. We heard in that first set of the program Kink Gong with the track Pondao. Pondao probably is how you pronounce that. That's from a 2022 album, Lucky Mulberry Tree. Before that, we heard a field recording that I did while walking in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, a neighborhood that is extremely sonically and visually rich. It's one of my favorite neighborhoods to walk around in because around every corner you can see or hear something completely original and secret and a little bit strange. I happened upon two guys using leaf blowers at the same time in a park, and the leaf blowers made such a cool harmony that I immediately took out my phone and started recording. Before that, we heard some cat purring ASMR, and actually we heard the cat purring throughout a lot of the other two tracks as well. Ryan Garner was the name of the field recordist. I guess I will call him just a sort of recording hobbyist. And he was demonstrating how to record his cat's purr with the Sennheiser MKE 600, which I think is a shotgun mic. It looks like a shotgun mic. He had it trained on his cat's throat. We started the show with Gallery 6, which is the professional name of one guy. And that is from the 2016 album Underwater Paradise. We heard the track Carp. Was it a stream in the background? Was it a brook? Was it a spring? It sounded like a brook to me. But Gallery 6 is not talking. Plenty more sounds for you to enjoy tonight. Please check out the playlist at WFMU.org, which is updated live, and hang out with me until 9.
This is a black carrion crow that we found along the road. He We raised him between the chickens, pigeons, rabbits, and the guinea pigs. He was immediately accepted by the chickens. And now he acts like he's one of them. Whatever the chickens like to eat, he likes too. And of course, they take a nap at the same time. Living with the chickens also has some influence on his vocabulary. Cobus is one of the few crows in the world that can cackle like a chicken. When he's looking for food, he will cackle. Because crows are so intelligent, they often play and tease. The other animals will avoid him in such a mood.
This is out here in the field on WFMU. We are here in the bathtub, hanging out. Our domestic partner is lying on the couch in the other room watching a complete unknown, which neither of us have ever seen. We heard something called terrible hurricane sounds for sleeping. If you want to go to YouTube and look that up next time you feel like falling asleep to, quote, terrible hurricane sounds, end quote, you can check out this gentleman's channel. Lucasta is the name of either him or the channel. Before that, we heard the song Movin' On by Bananarama, and that was played on a dinky Fisher-Price cassette recorder, or not recorder, but boombox. And if you're on Instagram, you may have seen this account. It's a very simple concept. Somebody just puts a tape in this little Fisher-Price tape machine and presses play, and the machine is in, you know, some kind of ambient environment, be it a mall or a forest or city street or something like that, or any number of things. Ooh, what else? HMO, a Finnish artist, did A Walk in the Midnight Sun before that, and that was just an excerpt of the longer track, which is something like 13 minutes long. That was released earlier this year on Ingrown Records. We heard just a little bit of a description of a tame crow living at an animal sanctuary in the Netherlands. Where else could that have been with that guy's accent? It is called Boschoot Animal Paradise. On the movie, they're now applauding. I don't know if they're applauding for Bob Dylan or for Pete Seeger at this point. Maybe you heard that and maybe you didn't. Anyway, Boschoot Animal Paradise houses Cobus, the chicken friend, and his friends, the chickens, the guinea pigs, the cat, and many other creatures. And we started that set of the program with some crow sounds of, you know, different crows in different situations doing different crow vocalizations. I'm a big crow fan, so I really like to hear all the different sounds they can make. I will be here until 9 p.m. and my name's Amanda, and I'm really glad that you're listening. Next, I think we are going to go to the beach, to the dunes, and we'll see where we'll go after that. Okay, cool. Bye. Thank you.
really friends with some hens. Except teasing, he spends a lot of time hiding food. Every day he makes many dozens of holes. To help him develop properly, he tried to test his creativity.
When we returned to Brussels in 2018, my parents spontaneously became a couple again. Their frail arms linked, their two heads bent close together. I heard them muttering like in the old days, their conversation fragmented and indistinct, simultaneously intimate and impersonal. It was nobody's story, nobody's city anymore. And we were meeting somewhere in the ruins of the beginning of their love, in the borrowed memory of Chantal's destroyed flat, coming together one more time before we could part for real.
That came up, or this feeling more?
I mean, from a situation?
when I was my mother's arms, and I had my head like laying on the sort of breast. I also heard her voice through the body. It's just like really a feeling of sort of home and, you know, safety and really enjoying this moment.
Thank you.
Okay, wash my drink. I'm going back to the ATM now. Don't let anyone sit here. I just, you know, I need to put $100 more in and we'll be good. This is Out Here in the Field on WFMU. My name's Amanda, and we are celebrating field recordings, sound effects, found sound, and other kinds of non-music, but also some kinds of music, including slot machine music. I'm speaking over a genius field recording project by Adrian Rue, who did 2 volumes of recordings done on casino floors. To me, it is almost like going to heaven listening to this. And I think for some of you too, even if you don't frequent casinos, there's just something so wonderful about the sound of the machines. We heard a little bit of Boney M. and their cover of Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Or Created Its Clear Arrival. And before that, Andy Hoefley was the mastermind behind the project called Arcade Ambiance 1981. That is a CD that we have here at the music library, in the music library, I should say, at WFMU. And very little information is provided about it, but I don't really know that you need much information. It's a collection of sounds of all different arcade games from 1981, all going at the same time. We heard a beautiful track by Mark Vernon before that called Chapter 6 in the Ruins of Their Love. That's from a new release called Magneto Mori Brussels, out on the Flaming Pines record label. And in order to achieve this cool effect, Vernon interviewed people on magnetic tape and then buried the tape for 10 days in the ground to distress it and make it sound a little bit damaged. We heard something cool from Hello Spiral before that called I Watched and Mostly Heard Him Grow from an Egg. That was just an excerpt of the longer piece, which was a recording of gulls made through a hotel room window in 2010 on a flip phone. And we started that set with Heinbach and Dünenschwebung. Schwebung is a beach, and Dünen are dunes. And this is a recording made as part of a movie soundtrack, released by Heinbach as the Harp Tapes, because it was wind going through an Aeolian harp that was positioned on the beach. Turning the casino ambiance down just a little bit so that I can tell you, in case you didn't know, that WFMU is in the midst of our October Hellraiser, which is a very important fundraiser we do towards the end of the year here at the station. And we always do it in order to keep our budget strong to get us through the cold, cold winter before our big, heavy fundraiser in the spring. This year, we have lost 8% of our budget due to losing a government grant that was for community radio. So we extra need your help. If you'd like to donate to Out Here in the Field specifically, there is a link at the top of the playlist page at WFMU.org right now. And you can give me, my show, a pledge, big or small. And of course, it does not go to me, nor do any of your pledges to individual shows actually go towards anybody, financially speaking. They go to the station that all of us are a part of and that all of us love. And as you're donating, you can learn about all the things that you can get in the mail that are designed in a cool way and that you will feel cool having. Thank you so much if you've already given to the show. Experimenting with having my prologue / epilogue at the end of the show before my final mic break instead of after it. That was Neil Innes with Prologue off of How Sweet to Be an Idiot, which I forgot at home of my CD copy of, so I'm using the station's LP copy of. We heard some rainy New York City ambiance in there, just a couple minutes of it. Coming out of my own field recording of walking from the Broad Street J stop, the terminus of the J train, to One Wall Street. It's a very short, like block and a half walk. And that guy who busks in front of the New York Stock Exchange has such a beautiful voice. I'm so glad that I got to record him. And the next time I saw him, I gave him some money. But I didn't want to do it, like, you know, immediately. We also heard something new from Miffle, M-I-F-F-L-E. Remnants of a Dream was the name of that beautiful tape loopy field recording-y piece. One of about a dozen on the new album, Goodbye World. And that's really all we heard. And that's really all we're going to hear here on Out Here in the Field. I just want to take a moment to say how pleased I am that this show is happening and that it's off the ground. I'm very much inspired to make my own field recordings, and I'm going to be doing it more and more. But I also want to encourage all of you listening out there to make your own field recordings. You can send them to me, and I might include them in the show. Or you can do your own thing with them. If you're a musician, I encourage you to try to use field recordings and sound effects and found sound in your production, in your music. Or maybe just record yourself outside and see how it changes what your music sounds like. It really adds something wonderful. I know I'm biased, but I think it does. But yes, I do welcome field recordings from listeners. And I thank you for listening tonight. I will be back next week. For now, I want you to stay tuned for Daniel Blumen. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
All right, so here we are in the control room.
What do we do first?
Let's start with that two three because...
Hey! Right, right.
Is that right?
Obst, out of the way. Assassin. We're just rehearsing. We're just playing it through. Give us a minute, will you?
Okay, stand by, everybody.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready? Take one.
Five.
Keep rolling, right?
You're ahead of me.
Out of later. I mean, you can start now. You're on. I just wanted to have it noted here so I wouldn't go crazy with you.
3, take 6.
We're starting. We're on. Go.
This is a complete from me.
Roman, here we go. Take 4. Take 5. Take 5.
Keep rolling.
5.
Marvelous.